Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How can you find sponsors for your podcast and YouTube channel? Well, how can our listener find sponsors for their upcoming podcast and YouTube channel, and maybe somebody else out there as well? If you have one of those things, or if you'd like to have a podcast or YouTube channel at some point, and you'd like to have sponsors for it, which is nice because that way you get paid and you're able to do more with your channel or your podcast, you're able to grow it and such. So let's talk about it. We're going to hear from Jackson. He's a dedicated listener to our show. Thanks, Jackson. Thanks, everybody out there, for listening. Getting ready to enter the world of content creation and looking for ways to monetize. So, of course, this is a challenge faced by many new creators. How do you find the right sponsors? How do you pitch your channel or your product, whatever it is, effectively? Let's consider how you can align your brand with suitable sponsors and approach them in a way that maximizes your chances of success. All right. My name is Chris Gillibo. Let's get into it. Quick shout out to our sponsor and then the detailed question and my answer.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Jackson. I'm preparing to start both a podcast and a YouTube channel. My audience is small but engaged and mostly consisting of young men interested in different ways of living. I found Side Hustle School while searching for tips on monetizing my content, and now I'm considering seeking sponsors. How do I find sponsors that align with my niche audience, and what steps should I take to approach them effectively?
Hey Jackson, let's talk about getting those sponsors on board for the podcast and YouTube channel. And by the way, congratulations. Sounds great. Look forward to hearing more about it. So finding sponsors, it's kind of like, let's use the analogy of setting up a dinner party or a meetup or something. Like you want the right guests who will enjoy the evening, the afternoon, whatever it is, and contribute to the conversation. So what are the steps for that, for both the dinner party slash meetup and finding your sponsors? Number one, you want to know your guests or your audience. So first things first, who's coming to the party? Like who is the audience of people listening to the podcast, subscribing to the channel? Really important to understand their demographics, their psychographics, what other shows they're into, what their interests are beyond just your specific topic. That's often really important for sponsors. So the more you have about that, the better. And of course, if you're still getting started, you don't know, but I think it's really helpful to go through some ideal customer exercises, which you can do really quickly, 20 minutes or so, to really have some idea about your guests slash audience. Number two, you have to actually match up or invite those sponsors. So a couple different ways to do that, which we've talked about in detail in other episodes, working with an agency that will actually be kind of a matchmaker. That's often very helpful. But some podcasters have done this completely on their own, just by looking for brands that are already in similar circles, reaching out to them on LinkedIn, using YouTube's Brand Connect. It's a whole system that basically is kind of bypassing the agency model, kind of doing it themselves. So that's interesting. There's other platforms like Podcorn or Gumball that work in the podcast world. So you got to identify maybe, let's say, 6 to 10 potential sponsors. Number three, craft an invitation. Like whenever you invite somebody to a party, you tell them why it's going to be great. The same with sponsors. Make a media kit. The media kit describes your audience, talks about why your show is great, why you're so committed to it, and how it aligns with the sponsor's brand. Don't forget what's in it for them. That's important. What's in it for them? And then, you know, once you've got these sponsors interested, then it's about being a good host. So just be clear about what you can offer them. Is it a shout out? Is it a 30-second ad, a 60-second ad? Sponsored episodes, product reviews. You know, it's totally okay to negotiate these terms. There are all kinds of options out there. So you just got to figure out what you're comfortable with and then come to terms with the sponsor. And that's pretty much the cycle. Like, that is the cycle that you work in. Obviously, there are some more steps within the steps and you get to figure things out along the way and adjust, but that is the path. So Jackson, wishing you well, cheering you on. Know your audience, find the right sponsors, make the pitch, and stay true to your brand. Let's get that party started. Listeners, if you have a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. A new episode is out every day, 7 days a week. It's always free wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.